Chapter 2, The Commander's Role in the Military Decision-Making Process. Cajun 5 was losing his patience. He already pushed the start time for the mission analysis, MA brief, 30 minutes to the right at the S2's request, and knew this was eating into their planning timeline. The Joint Task Force, JTF, finally published an order on the Secret Internet Protocol Router Network, CIPRNet, SharePoint page at 1750 hours, but luckily the Brigade Combat Team, BCT, had not waited to start planning. The BCT had been actively coordinating with its higher headquarters, HHQ, and using their upper tactical internet, TI, to check for the products. The Daily Commander's Update Brief, CUB, was scheduled for 1800 hours, but Cajun 6 was still out on Battlefield Circulation, BFC, and took the update via the BCT Operations and Intelligence, O&I Frequency Modulation Channel. In a cascading effect, the CUB pushed back the receipt of mission brief, but it was worth the delay. The CUB was critical to Cajun 6, both as a battle rhythm event that helped him visualize and direct, but also critical to the staff for the opportunity to brief and hear from commanders what was happening on the ground. "How do you read me, Cajun 5?" Cajun 6's voice had come through the radio. The staff cringed reflexively. "Loud and clear, sir." "Okay, let's get this going," Cajun 6 said. "Commanders drive the operations process and focus planning. Period. Commanders focus planning. The responsibility for planning is inherent in command. Commanders are planners. They are the central figures to effective planning. Commanders often have the most planning experience, and they are ultimately responsible for the development and execution of the plan. As such, the plan must reflect how commanders intend to conduct operations. Commanders ensure the approaches to planning meet the requirements of time, planning horizons, level of detail, and desired outcomes. Commanders ensure that all plans and orders comply with domestic and international laws and the Army ethic. They confirm that the plan or order is relevant and suitable for subordinates. Generally, the more involved commanders are in planning, the faster staffs can plan. Through personal involvement, commanders learn from the staff and others about a situation and ensure the plan reflects their commander's intent. While staffs perform essential functions that amplify the effectiveness of operations, commanders drive the operations process through understanding, visualizing, describing, directing, leading, and assessing operations. During planning, commanders focus their activities on understanding, visualizing, and describing. While depicted sequentially, the activities of understanding and visualizing are iterative. Increased commanders' involvement. Commanders can often set the conditions for success well before the initiation of a plan, ensuring that planners understand the way in which the commander generally views operations and plans can assist in the development of more timely and accurate plans with less personal involvement because of an inherent understanding by the planning staff. While commanders cannot spend all their time with their planning staffs, especially in large-scale combat operations, LISCO, the greater the commander's involvement in planning, the faster the staff can generally plan. In time-constrained conditions, commanders who participate in the planning process can quickly make decisions, such as course of action, COA selection, without waiting for a detailed briefing from the staff. With increased commander involvement, the amount of time spent on briefings is significantly reduced as a common understanding already exists between the commander and staff. Limit the number of courses of action to develop. Limiting the number of COAs developed and analyzed can save planning time. If available planning time is extremely limited, the commander can direct development of only one COA. In this case, the goal is an acceptable COA that meets mission requirements in the time available. This technique saves the most time. The fastest way to develop a plan has the commander directing development of one COA with branches against the most likely enemy COA or most damaging civil situation or condition. However, this technique should be used only when time is severely limited. In such cases, this choice of COA is often intuitive, relying on the commander's experience and judgment. The commander determines which staff officers are essential to assist in COA development. Normally, commanders require the intelligence officer, operations officer, plans officer, chief of fires, deputy fire support coordinator or fire support officer, FSO, engineer officer, sustainment officer, civil affairs, CA, operations officer, information operations, IO officer, military information support operations officer, cyber electronic warfare officer, and executive officer, XO. They may also include subordinate commanders if available, either in person or by video teleconference. This team quickly develops a flexible COA that it feels will accomplish the mission. The commander mentally wargames this COA and gives it to the staff to refine. Commanders effectively anticipate future planning requirements, including offensive, defensive transitions, and tentative tactical tasks in the absence of an approved higher echelon order. Commanders do not effectively task organize their staffs to initiate planning or manage available planning time based on observations at combat training centers, CTCs. Commanders often prioritize current operations duties to their XO in the main command post, CP, S3 in the tactical command post, TAC, and chief of plans, execution fragmentary orders, fragords, in the main CPs. Field manual FM50, planning and orders production for November 2022, paragraph 5-9 states, "The commander is the most important participant in the military decision-making process, MDMP, and must task organize their staff to initiate the MDMP on anticipated requirements." Commanders issue effective initial planning guidance that triggers efficient planning actions. Observed at CTCs, commanders excel in providing broad visualization of the fight and desired effects on the enemy. However, CTC observations point to commanders who are challenged with providing refined planning guidance that enables staffs to synchronize critical details within unit fighting products. The most effective commanders use a standardized planning guidance worksheet to support detailed initial planning guidance. The commander's guidance worksheet example provides a way commanders create and disseminate guidance for the staff during the MDMP. The majority of commanders delegate planning to their XO and operations officer, S3, who further delegate it to assistant staff officers. Commanders who are physically present in the Future Operations Integrating Cell, FOIC, during the MDMP have a direct and positive impact on the quality and speed of their staff's MDMP. FM50, paragraphs 5-9 and 5-10 outline the value of commander involvement, and FM50, figure 5-1, page 5-3, details commander and staff interaction. The following are two observed vignettes from brigade's training at a CTC. Vignette 1. Commander A was only present for MDMP briefs, MA, COA development, and COA approval, and prioritized the staff's attention on current operations in the close area. This led to Commander A's XO and S3 focusing their attention on the close area and not the MDMP. Losing focus on the MDMP resulted in a single pre-command captain conducting the MDMP without support from the other staff sections. The final plan was neither suitable nor complete, and two battalions, BNs, were destroyed in the vicinity of the brigade, BDE, breach lane. Vignette 2. Commander B was physically present for each step of the MDMP, including COA development and COA analysis. The commander and staff were able to skip MDMP briefs because all key leaders were present and continuously synchronized. The brigade produced detailed synchronization matrices, sync mats, that enabled multiple combined arms rehearsals, CARs, before execution. The brigade executed the plan effectively across all warfighting functions, WFFs, and 5 brigade outstations. A commander's ability to understand, visualize, describe, and direct UVDD during the operations process is paramount. For example, during a CTC rotation, a brigade commander was particularly effective at visualizing the fight by speaking in plain language across all WFFs. This brigade commander broke down the fight into distinct areas of operations, AOs, described how each WFF shaped the enemy as it passed through AOs, and gave specific planning tasks to each staff section. This led to the staff developing a simple and detailed plan that was successfully executed. Successful commanders visualize the overall fight and give specified visualization to each staff section across each AO and phase of the operation. Commanders mentally develop and maintain a running estimate for effective visualization, planning, and guidance. This assists with planning guidance and guiding the operations process. Commanders should study available best practices to assist their staffs and themselves with maintaining a thorough running estimate. Commanders often fail to establish a running estimate format and running estimate update battle rhythm. Commanders should establish a preferred running estimate format during home station MDMP training and directly tie that format to their unit's common operational picture, COP standard. Unit fighting product format should be established in the Unit Planning Standard Operating Procedure, PSOP, and integrated for use and production during the MDMP. The use and integration of digital capabilities for planning is essential. Home station training increases confidence in the system, builds efficiency, and makes planning efforts more agile. Post-training after-action reviews, AARs, capture the systems, processes, and refined products, planning and unit fighting products, that can be codified in Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs. In accordance with Training Circular TC6-0.2, Training the Mission Command Warfighting Function for Battalions, Brigades, and Brigade Combat Teams, 15 July 2019, Graphic 2-4, page 2-42, it is essential that BDEs and BNs update their SOPs immediately following each staff training table, and they should focus those updates on the link between the MDMP, unit fighting products, and the COP. Time constraints are inherent with mission planning. Commanders' use of the Rapid Decision-Making and Synchronization Process, RDSP, is a way to overcome time challenges. Staffs must train to operate in a time-constrained environment to be effective and efficient. Commanders usually begin to leave out important pieces of guidance that would enhance efficient planning actions the longer the operation continues because of fatigue, sleep deprivation, and compressed timelines. Successful commanders are efficient when they have a system in place, enabled by checklists and planning tools which promote seamless processes among the staff. Lesson/best practice. Recommend commanders employ and continuously refine the planning guidance they develop based on the formation/staff they lead and the operational environment OE they face. Tailoring checklists that take the heavy mental lifting out of an already fast-paced, stressful environment is critical to issuing effective initial planning guidance that triggers efficient planning actions. Commanders, physically or virtually present, provide valuable feedback during the MDMP. This leads to a thorough, efficient, and effective planning cycle. Leader involvement at every echelon is critical to successful planning. Coaching Command Sergeants Major, CSMs, Operations Sergeants Major, Ops SGMs, and even First Sergeants, 1SGs, to become increasingly involved in the planning process provides just as much tactical and technical wisdom as the commanders can. Having the senior non-commissioned officer, NCO, bring their experience into COA development will pay dividends toward developing a plan that sets the conditions for successful mission accomplishment. Mid-level staff NCOs, such as staff sergeants, provide a wealth of knowledge and experience to the staff. Battle staff non-commissioned officer course graduates within the unit possess technical and tactical knowledge relevant to the missions, duties, and responsibilities assigned to battle staff members in battalion and brigade level units. Battle staff non-commissioned officer course provides training that is relevant to the missions, duties, and responsibilities assigned to staff NCOs. Course topics include Staff Foundations, Mission Command, MDMP, and CAR modules. The center focus is the MDMP module that has lessons grouped within the 7 steps of the process. LNO teams. Liaison officer LNO teams can enhance commander's ability to anticipate mission orders and issue initial guidance to their subordinates to initiate planning. It is important to have well-trained, experienced soldiers as LNOs at the HHQ. Lesson/best practice. Brigade/battalion commanders successfully employing an LNO team and having that team embedded with their HHQ enhances information sharing and planning efforts. These efforts result in subordinate command teams being more successful at anticipating and initiating planning than those who are denied an LNO team or that simply choose not to employ one. LNO teams ought to include an officer and NCO with initiative, capable of understanding the brigade COP and building relationships, if not built already, with critical members of the division or brigade headquarters and staff. Arming this team with shift work capability, that is, day and night, and reliable communications provides an invaluable asset to BN commanders as they anticipate what their HHQ will direct next. These team members also serve as executive assistants for BN commanders and their staff when visiting the BDE, further streamlining the time spent away from their own organization, prepping seats, notes, placards, CAR scripts, map boards and overlays, etc. BDEs and BNs should employ, when authorized by HHQ, an LNO team with sufficient means to communicate back at their HHQ. The appropriate personnel for this team may hurt the organization's internal planning capability, but pays dividends when the operating environment becomes actual combat operations. Another effort relates to equipping the LNO team. The LNO team must be self-sustaining and possess the bare minimum communications platforms to communicate to the command teams on upcoming operations or potential friction points. At a minimum, the LNO team must have access to a vehicle and communications platforms. Conclusion. Commanders must train staffs on the MDMP. All the best practices and lessons are a moot point if not integrated and applied during focused and challenging training regimens. Training builds commander and staff cohesion, instills confidence, and assists commanders with recognizing which staff sections need more guidance. Appendix A provides staff training guidance and assistance. Remember, commanders drive the operations process and focus planning, period.